Well, were you involved in any kind of activities at school?
Well, I was in the junior civic band, and I played a little football, did a little wrestling. Other than that, I just tried to get into school and get out of school so that I could go about my merry way, whether it be a job or chasing a gal or whatever.
Well, backing up for a second, you said that you were in the Boy Scouts when you were younger. What did you learn from that? What does that teach you? Which is probably a pretty broad question, probably a lot, but just the main things that have stuck with me.
Well, it taught me to appreciate the out-of-doors, appreciate nature, both of which I still appreciate. I did some traveling. I met lots of people. I felt like it helped me develop my character. Part of my fundamentals of growing up. I'm sure it helped in maturing. Because to me, scouting is good. It's based on good principles. So, I'm a believer in the Scouts.
Okay, so you graduated from high school and joined the military?
I was in the military before I graduated. Myself, a guy down the street that I sort of palled around with, he was like a brother to me, and a third individual, and I'm not really sure how he got hooked up with us. But we all three went down and joined up in March of 65. We didn't graduate till last of June, or last of May or 1st of June of 65. So we were already in for 2 months before we graduated.
So, but what did you do? Anything? I mean,
nothing. It was like an inactive reserve status. We had to continue school.
So it was kind of like applying to a college before you graduated.
Yeah,
getting hit
sort
up.
Only I didn't really have the option of changing colleges should I have the desire. I was already enrolled in the University of Fairfax.
Why did you not want to go to college? Was it just...
It wasn't my thing at the time.
Do you regret it now?
I probably should, but not really. Because I'm too old now to worry about it. I was filling my time with the telephone company. No, I find myself wanting to go back and take some occupational courses, things that I enjoy piddling with, but I don't think I could get back into the book scene right now.
Did it never really interest you?
Did it ever really interest me? No.
What were your grades like?
B's and C's.
That's not bad.
No, but it was bad enough. Could have been worse, and definitely could have been a lot better. I got my share of F's too, don't get me wrong.
So when you left and went to boot camp, was it anything like what you were expecting? I mean, I don't know if they had the movies then that they do now, but I mean, some of the movies now are enough to scare you away from everyone to get over boot camp.
No, it was not like nothing I had ever imagined. It was very hot, I remember that. Very hot. We had days when we couldn't go outside. Kind of like the heat wave's been going on around here now. And that would be what they call a red flag day. And if the red flag was up over the base, then you were limited to your outside activities because they like to run. And you run everywhere.
So what did you do if you couldn't go outside?
You run inside. You run inside. You studied your manuals. You went to classes. And a lot of classes in boot camp too.
Such as?
Military law, military strategies, military history, different weapons, tactics. They had something to keep you busy, no doubt about that.
Well, how did you deal with the classroom part of boot camp?
Well, you didn't have any problems at all, because there was a drill instructor walking around. And if it was after a dinner or after a breakfast, then you have a tendency to kind of get sleepier, and you know, you're told you best be getting to your feet and stand up and take your lessons and your training and not be going to sleep. And if you ever did go to sleep, well, you didn't a second time anyway.
Did you ever fall asleep?
Once.
What happened?
I was abruptly awakened, to keep this in a civil tone. I guess the hell not that.
Also, did you like do better with like the hands-on training?
Well, that probably stemmed from the Boy Scouts, but I always just got into that stuff. I've always been around guns. I used to go to, it was kind of like a farm when I was young. I would take my little 22 rifle and go over to the, my dad would take me to this place, and I'd be there all day. We would shoot, and we would eat, and we would have safety training. And then we would go shoot some more, and this went on for, I think, a week. I must have did a couple, three summers in a row. So I've always been around guns. I've always been in the outdoors. And I just enjoy it.
So when you were at boot camp, the whole 12 weeks, did you have to stay there?
Yeah.
It was like no weekend passes or whatever?
No, you weren't allowed to leave. After you finished your basic training, you went... from South Carolina to North Carolina in what they call AIT, which is Advanced Infantry Training. And you really didn't get to leave there either until you were through with all of your basic training.
Okay, so when you got out, what was North Carolina like? You have the advanced training.
Mm-hmm. And then I got on leave for 30 days, and I come home and spent time with the family, and rounded up my girlfriend, rounded up my old friends, and by that time, 30 days was up, so I had to report back to North Carolina. It's kind of hot, too. Not that much further north than South Carolina. And, of course, we had more training there, along with your regular duties, your regular job, and your whole outfit would go on training just to keep you fine-tuned, as they say, keep you fresh in your mind, constantly going to the rifle range. Part of the basis and foundation of the Marine Corps is the marksmanship and all that.
Are you a good marksman?
Shoot up a lot. I usually hit what I shoot there.
Okay, so from North Carolina, where did you go?
I got orders in 66 to go overseas. By by way of California, where we stayed around for about, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. More training, running up and down them mountains. Kind of the runnest people I ever been around in my life. Run 3 miles every day, every morning. But stayed in California. I must have went over there sometime around latter September. And we trained from November, and I left right before Christmas of 1967. Board the ship and headed across the sea. Stopped in Hawaii long enough to let off a person that became real ill. I think it was with appendicitis or something. And we stopped in Okinawa, and everybody got off in Okinawa. And I got there. No, we must have left in November. Because we was on the sea for about 30 days. I landed in Okinawa December 24th, 67.
What did you do on the ship? Anything? Did y'all have jobs to do, or did you just kind of hang out till you got there?
It was a transport carrier, and it was just full of bodies. And we eat. We go up and we do calisthenics on the deck. And other than that, we'd sit around. There was a lot of poker things going. Read.
You get poker play?
I don't gamble much. Figure it out. Saw some big major bucks in some poker things. But it was very cramped. The compartment I was in, I'll never forget, because I had the top bunk of three high, and I had popped out the air conditioning vent, and I had all this cool air just pouring down on me, and I was one of the few in that whole compartment that had to sleep on the cover. And like I said, there was a lot of bodies in there, and it was very warm, and I had to sleep on the cover. I thought that was neat. But the ship was full of people, because everybody was heading to Vietnam. And when they stopped in Okinawa, I got pulled off and became permanently attached in Okinawa.
Now, when you were pulled off there?
Well, we all had to get off, okay? I just had to stay there. I didn't get to go on right away.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah. Because everybody I had just been through all that training with was going on without me. And I had to stay there.
Were you pumped up for war? For being in training and being in the military?
Oh, yeah.
When all this was going on? And it was
sure.
Like, an
18-year-old going through boot camp. That's pumping you up. The Vietnam situation was escalating. That's pumping you up. So, yes, I was extremely pumped when I was en route.
So you weren't relieved at all to be pulled out from
really
fighting?
No, it made me mad that I had to stay and not go on with the people that I had been trained with.
Do you think that there was any propaganda like going on in the military as far as to get you to that point?
Well, no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that there was. But it was all a part of the conditioning, both mind and body, in boot camp, because like I said, Vietnam was escalating, and that was part of the basis in our whole training, because this was the first time that the United States was ever involved in jungle warfare. to that extent. It was